January 20th. 20. The most arrogant speech in history. Graduates of Yale University, I apologize if you have endured this type of prologue before, but I want you to do something for me. Please, take a good look around you. Look at the classmate on your left. Look at the classmate on your right. Now, consider this. 5 years from now, 10 years from now, even 30 years from now, odds are the person on your left is going to be a loser. The person on your right, meanwhile, will also be a loser. And you, in the middle, what can you expect? Loser. Loser cum laude. In fact, as I look out before me today, I don't see 1,000 hopes for a bright tomorrow. I don't see 1,000 future leaders in 1,000 industries. I see 1,000 losers. You're upset. That's understandable. After all, how can I, Lawrence Larry Ellison, college dropout, have the audacity to spout such heresy to the graduating class of one of the nation's most prestigious institutions? I tell you why. Because I, Lawrence Larry Ellison, second richest man on the planet, am a college dropout, and you are not. Because Bill Gates, richest man on the planet, for now anyway, is a college dropout, and you are not. Because Paul Allen, the third richest man on the planet, dropped out of college, and you did not. And, for good measure, because Michael Dell, number 9 on the list, and moving up fast, is a college dropout, and you, yet again, are not.